So the album, Freddie, is called The Miracle. The track The Miracle, lyrically very interesting. I mean, was that an idea of yours?
The lyrics? No, actually, I think that's one of the songs where we all contributed, wouldn't you say? I think on this album, it's the closest we've ever actually been in terms of actually writing together. And that's quite true. Before, we've actually had individual songs that we sort of put about and bring to the other people, and the others would sort of put their sort of bits in it. But I think from the start, these tracks have sort of actually emerged by the four of us. That's why I think this album's got nearly all tracks written by Queen. But lyrically, going back to The Miracle, I think the four of us really put everything into it, because, I mean, somebody would come in with one line and say, oh, that's terrible, and change it. And so, in fact, I mean, in one way, I hate that, because I have to keep singing different lyrics every day until we sort of agree on the final one. But no, I'd say lyrically, The Miracle is a definite four-way split. Wouldn't you say?
Yes, I mean, on this album, it's the most, I think, we've ever done together in terms of music and lyrics, really, isn't it?
That's right.
Was that deliberate, or has it just happened?
It was a sort of pre-agreed thing, so Roger. Yeah. That was the idea. Mm-hmm. We weren't sure whether we could actually do it like that, but it did turn out pretty much.
It's a major decision, in fact, on this album, which we've never ever done before. I guess we decided fairly early on, you know, if we were all going to contribute to the songs, we would say in the end it was Queen that wrote everything. And that doesn't sound like a very big thing, but it makes quite a big difference in the studio, because you have a tendency to get very possessive about your own songs if your name's on it somehow. And from the start, we said we're chucking everything in the pool and it's all going to be written by Queen. And so we probably, you know, as the others have said, you know, we actually got more into writing as a team than ever before.
After we took this long sort of holiday or doing our solo stuff, we decided that we'd only come back together if we really wanted to. And we felt that we really wanted to. And I remember, I mean, in fact, some of the first couple of tracks, The Party and Khashoggi's Ship, you're talking about, is something that we just came into the studio and things just evolved naturally, straight away. So we were hungry for it. And it felt like the early days to us. And that's why we got very sort of excited and said, oh, yes, this is going to be great. And out came a whole load of tracks, which we had to sort of, in fact, I think I seem to remember that we had to choose from something like 30 tracks to get down to this last 10, which is quite good. It was a good year.
So good, what do you
good
what
crop?
It's good vintage.
Good crop.
What do you do with the 20 tracks left over?
Well, they're still running about. I mean, they're there. But I mean, I think in one way it was quite hard to sort of sift through all of them and actually decide. In fact, that's where all the rounds came in. But I mean, that's good. So we had to decide. A lot of people had individual tracks that they liked, and in the end, we had to sort of say because the one thing I didn't want to do was actually work on all 30 tracks. And I mean, it's so funny. Paul McCartney happened to be next door, and he sort of had a very similar situation. He said literally had about 30 tracks, but he said he'd worked on virtually all of them. And I thought, Mike, that's a very painstaking way of. I'd rather sort of do a little bit on all of them and then sort of say, okay, we'll just work on these 10. And so it's basically making the decision earlier on. And I think that's what we did. But I mean, that's not to say that the others are sort of substandard. I think they're still, and they might come across later.
Yeah, do you keep those ideas around? And then when the next album comes up, say, if we don't have better ideas, we use the good ideas we have.
We tend to say that at the time. But I think, I mean, It depends when we actually go back in the studio. But I mean, like, we had ideas way before, and when we came to doing this, we didn't touch them at all. So there's still a lot in the can from previous albums.
And we had a few ideas.
There's some really nice ones,
really
I think.
Really good ones.
But we seem to tire of them very quickly, don't we?
Once, you always want to do something that's fresh, don't you? You want to start again each time. So we've probably got an awful lot of tracks.
Yes, I do feel sometimes that's to our detriment, because there's some great ideas that we sort of forget. But we always seem to get very bored with certain ideas if they're lying around.
I think that's the same virtue with any group or any act. By the time the album comes out and you've worked on tracks, you've had enough of them, but they're fresh and new to the public, and then you have to go around promoting them and think, oh, that's following me around, that album. Is that a pain? I mean, people always perceive it publicly as that it shouldn't be. They say, well, you've done the songs, you wrote the songs, you must like them.
It's a double-edged sword, isn't it? Because the things which are popular, you know, and it applies to us as well as the public in a way, I think. Am I making sense?
You are making sense.
Not
What I mean is, it's...